know it's mad, really, to think that the boxing's come to an end. But I'm so busy. There's not going to be many hours left in the day. Not to mention I've got two kids, one on the way.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Trust me, I know how much time that takes up, pal. Has it been a tough decision?
It has, yeah. I think for any sportsman in any sport that play that or do, I mean, you don't really play boxing; it's a fight, but. In any sport, it's going to be difficult for any athlete to say, that's it now, curtains on my career. Especially with somebody who's in my position, because I'm still physically in the state and shape where I could box again at top level. I know I've been out of the ring a year.
Yeah.
But
listen, Carl.
I'm down at my six-pack now. I've not got an ounce of fat on me.
I'm the same, pal.
What I'd say, mate, is hang out with me for like a weekend and we could sort that. We could give you leisure body in no time at all.
Yeah, I need a couple of weeks. Blowouts, some greasy foods. Yeah, I might take you up on that. But I'm feeling physically in great shape and good enough to compete again at top level. And that's what's making the decision hard. If I was out of shape and overweight and feeling old, then I'd say, you know what, it's done. But I still feel good. But mentally, I don't think the desire's there, and the desire needs to be there for me.
Do you know what, mate? We met about 4 or 5 weeks back, and I said to you then, do you still feel like punching people? And I think your answer was, not as much as I did. And I thought then, do you know, there's a point where, and you explained that to us, that there's a point where a boxer knows that you know, maybe now's the time. And for you, I guess that's now. And, you know, enjoy the time off you'll have, not that you'll have a lot. And you're going to be doing the pundit stuff, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. I'm joining Sky Sports Boxing team, which is great because my friends are fighting at all levels. Kell Brook's a world champion. Anthony Joshua's on his journey to the top. Luke Campbell and Joshua, both Olympic gold medalists. So to be a part of their journey and to be able to comment on their journey all the way through, but from the other side of the ropes, and, you know...
It's a lot less painful, that side, isn't it?
Yeah,
don't you find?
Yeah, absolutely. I would think so. Are there any plans for a Carl Frost gym, mate?
No, people mention that. They always think, oh, you'll open a gym up, but sure. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh, do you know,
it was just a suggestion.
Do you know what, mate?
It's the gym. I don't want to go anywhere near it.
It's such a shame because if you open one, we were going to start going to one. But if you're not, then we're not going to bother, and that's all there is to it.
You've got a radio and a microphone in your house.
Mate, fully enough, Pete has.
I just love it so much, man.
Listen, Carl, enjoy retirement, mate, in the loosest term of the word. But have fun, mate, and enjoy yourself. All right.
No, will do. It's been a fantastic journey. I just want to thank my fans, especially Nottingham fans, because they've made my whole journey all that special. I think it's important for me now to say, while I'm retired, that my Nottingham fans have been my inspiration for my first world title at the Capital FM Arena in 2008 against John Pascal, right through to my comeback fight against Lucien Butte in 2012. It's just been an amazing crowd. They're making an amazing noise, and without them, I can safely say, I don't think I'd be where I am, so a big, big thanks to the Nottingham fans.